talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm going to call him Deep End Don. No, Don, I don't think that's what that means. I don't think that's how democracy works. I just got this tweet a few minutes ago from Don Seifert, a former Gallatin County Commissioner. And anyway, it's like, yeah, Don, I don't think that's how it works here. I don't think that's how democracy is supposed to work. It's certainly not how a republic is supposed to work either. But I think even for those of you who shout democracy, democracy at every shrieking turn, that's not even what democracy means here. So a little background. Zach Brown is the very liberal Gallatin County Commissioner. And he sent out a tweet earlier this morning. Those in power want more power. It's a very old human story. And so I thought, okay, let me go see what he's talking about. Looks like he's trying to make the claim that the Republican supermajority in Helena is somehow going for a big power grab now. Okay, so what's the story here? What's the story? I mean, of course, I'm already cynical because, you know, usually any time the liberals are on Twitter talking about stuff, you know that it's mostly fake news here. But I thought, let me go see what he has to say. So he shared a story from NBC Montana, or as John Jackson would say, NBC Montana. He shared a story from NBC Montana. Bill changing interim committee makeup appears set to pass. Lawmakers are considering a bill changing the composition of interim committees, which convene between legislative sessions to closely study the issues at hand, such as education or economic affairs, and then propose bills for the upcoming session. Senate Bill 176, sponsored by State Senator Keith Regeer out of Kalispell, cleared a House second reading, 66-34, on Tuesday. It would change the makeup of interim committees so the party in power has more seats and is guaranteed the chair. Right now, the committee's membership is split evenly between the two parties, but the majority has the tie-breaking vote. So anyway, Zach Brown, apparently the liberal county commissioner in Gallatin County, thinks that this is a power grab. And I'm thinking, no, this is what you would call a representative democracy or republic, whatever term you want to use. We the people, the voters of Montana, elect members of the legislature. And then if there's 67% of the legislature is Republicans and, you know, 33% are Democrats, well, shouldn't the committee structure be symbolic of that? Why would the Democrats get half of the power when the people of Montana did not give them half of the power? It's just common sense here. And even if we put the roles in reverse, even if the Democrats finally started moving away from their radical left-wing policies and tried to appeal to moderate Montanans and actually won back a majority in one of these chambers, well, then they should get more representation on the interim committees as well.
ThompsonPools.com. Remember, if it isn't a Thompson Pool, it ain't worth a dip. Thompson Pools.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know if that's what happened, but man, I tell you, Donald Trump just sent a lot of these people off the deep end. They just went off the deep end for some reason. So, Don Seifert, yeah, used to be a Gallatin County commissioner and Deep End Don. He's just gone off the deep end. You always see him defending Joe Biden, defending the Democrats, attacking the Republicans, and not just Donald Trump. I'm sure he's out there probably attacking Ron DeSantis at the same time too. But then they'll claim, oh no, it's only about Trump. We just don't like Trump. But then they attack all these other Republicans. Anyway, so I responded to Zach Brown's tweet. He's the liberal Gallatin County Commissioner who was criticizing this bill that would make the interim committees more reflective of what the voters of Montana actually voted for. If the voters of Montana elect Democrats in big numbers to control the legislature, then the Democrats in big numbers should control the interim committees as well, just like they would the normal committees in the legislative session, right? And if the Republicans win big numbers in the legislature from the voters of Montana, from we the people, then the Republicans should have bigger numbers on the interim committees, just like they do on the committees during the legislative session. It's just common sense here. But see, to some people out there, this is like a game. And we've talked about this before here on this show, that unfortunately, because Hollywood has gone so off the deep end and isn't as much of an entertainment source as it used to be, and because the sports have gotten so political, that politics, for a lot of people, that is their sport now. They're not, you know, passionate, committed people who have beliefs and values and goals and principles that guide their decisions, that guide their votes. It's a sporting event for a lot of people. It's like the guy who called in from Poplar yesterday. This is just a game. He's a Democrat. He wears the Democrat jersey. And, you know, at the same time he's complaining about the VA being a mess in Montana, he'll still defend the Democrats that are responsible for it. Because that's the jersey that some people are wearing. Anyway, so I said this question. I said, why should a political party get more power on a committee than what the voters gave them? If the people voted for you to have one-third of the seats, you shouldn't get one-half of the seats. Do you follow me here? I mean, this is just basic comment. I know I went to the journalism school at the University of Montana, so we're not usually the best at math, but this just seems kind of like common sense here, that if you only win one-third of the seats, you shouldn't get one-half of the seats. Right? That's just what our system is supposed to be all about. Well, Deep End Don Seifert, who went off the deep end, apparently, based on a lot of the tweets that I've seen from him over the past few months, he says this. He says, well, it's like football. When you're on your home field and you have more fans than your opponent, you get twice as many offensive players. So he's trying to make the argument that if we allow the majority party that has these massive numbers in the legislature to have more seats on the interim committee, that wouldn't be fair. Because, see, just like a football game where, you know, this team has this many players, that team has that many players, that's how it should be. That's how the game should be played. Because I guess democracy. But this isn't a game. This isn't the Denver Broncos versus the Bears. This is not a game where we wear our jersey. I know a lot of people like to think of it that way. We wear our jersey for our team. And no matter what our guys do on the field or do off the field, we're going to cheer on our team. This is not a game. This is our state legislature. This is how we as a people get to decide what laws are enacted. And so it's not just, well, the Democrats, just because, well, they get 50. Because if you're going to use that argument, well, then the Libertarian Party should get 25%. Yeah, but there's no Libertarians in the legislature. Maybe, yeah, there used to be a Constitution member, the great Rick Jor out of the Mission Valley. He was a Constitution Party legislator. He actually got elected as the Constitution Party candidate. Well, the Constitution Party should get 25% of the seats. Well, the Libertarian Party should get 25% of the seats. Well, the Green Party should get 25% of the seats. Oh, but the Democrats want to kick the Green Party off the ballot, and they use liberal judges in order to do so. So you think the Democrats are going to allow? I mean, if this is the argument that he's making, is that, well, it's just fair. No, what's fair is we the people vote for who our lawmakers are going to be, and then that vote is what decides what these committee structures are going to look like. That is what is fair. That is what is the rule of law. But see, just like this liberal prosecutor, this Soros-backed prosecutor in Manhattan, New York, they want to undermine the rule of law. They are trying to transform this country into something else. So that is why they are undermining the rule of law at every single turn in America right now. I don't know. Is there something I'm missing here? This just seems like common sense to me. But what the Democrats are trying to do is, see, they won't go out to middle America. They won't go out to eastern Montana. And they won't go out to rural parts of even Flathead County and come up with a coherent message that supports the people of Montana. Instead, they're bringing drag queens to the Capitol because they want to read to your kids. And they want to chop body parts off of kids. But they think that they don't have to change their message and earn your vote. They think they should just get the power anyway.
Hitting the powwow trail.
We can do this. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, when it comes to Deep End Don, Don Seifert, former Gallatin County Commissioner, went off the deep end. Dennison Bozeman says this, dollars to donuts. If the shoe was on the other foot, there would be crickets from this county commissioner. I didn't vote for him, by the way. That's what Dennison Bozeman had to say. Got a great message from Les in Three Forks. Some of you may have seen this story on our Montana Talks website. A huge opportunity for a rare earth mine in western Montana. I like this topic because this is a topic that I think Ken in Great Falls and I even agree on here. He sees the need for more rare earth mining and mining in America, and we see the need for more rare earth mining in America. So that's one of those topics where Ken in Great Falls and I agree here, because we've been saying this since day one of this whole electric vehicle frenzy. If we don't mine the materials that are needed to power these vehicles right here in America, all we're doing is sending a massive check to China. Because the bottom line is this, if you want electric vehicles or other types of green technology, you're going to need rare earth minerals, and a lot of them. Well, as Evelyn Pyburn reports for the Big Sky Business Journal, there is apparently a big opportunity for a rare earth mine in western Montana being talked about right now. A Nevada mining company claims to have discovered the highest quality deposit of rare earth elements in the nation at the far south end of the Bitterroot National Forest in Montana. The Sheep Creek Holdings is billed at containing at least 12 of the critical risk elements defined by the U.S. Geological Survey. And some of the key elements at the site have a variety of uses, but especially for electric vehicles. So that's a story on our Montana Talks website. And Les in Three Forks sent us a message kind of on this topic. He says, I believe in clean energy, but what confuses me is I look at electric cars and hybrids, and they're far from green. The electric vehicle cars are charged mostly by fossil fuels. Both types of vehicles are made with lots of plastics and composites made from crude oil. The batteries, whether rated 5, 7, or 10 years, will go bad. At some point, we will have millions of batteries a year that we have to get rid of. And I have found they may not be able to be recycled. So where are we going to throw them away? It just does not sound green to me. The people wanting these green cars, I believe, do want green, but apparently they do not understand the pollution that these green cars will cause. Well said, Les. Thanks for that message. And the other thing here, too, is, look, even if this rare earth mine starts to move forward in western Montana, we all know what's coming, right? We all know the radical environmental groups, the same people who are trying to force these electric vehicles on us, the same people that are trying to force this Green New Deal technology on all of us, are going to be right there, right on the steps of the courthouse, filing a lawsuit to stop the rare earth mine that they would need for all this Green New Deal technology. See, because for these environmental groups, it's not about the environment. It's not about clean, green technology. They are a big business. They make money by keeping you from making money. That's their business. Their business is just to block things, to obstruct things, to shut down your access to the forest, to shut down your mining jobs, to shut down your timber jobs, to raise your taxes, to shut down your ranch. and supplant it with the foreign billionaires funding the American Prairie Reserve. That is their business. That is how they make their money. They make their money scaring the American people into a climate catastrophe, because that's how they get donations, that's how they get contributions, that's how they get grants, that's how they get legal settlements that make them a lot of money. And on we go. Into the phone lines we go, 294-0970. Kate in Great Falls, great to hear from you.
How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen, you're spot on about all of this. And the thing about the Democrats is they've gone crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't these the people that the red flag laws are about? I mean, they've gone mad. I mean, just out of their minds. I have some in my family, and I've had to stop speaking to a couple of people because they're not being rational at the moment.
Yeah. Where did I see it? There was I need to track the story down. I think it was at on one of our college campuses. There were some pro-Second Amendment students that were speaking out in support of the Second Amendment. And some radical leftist student comes up to him and basically threatens to kill them because of their pro-Second Amendment views. And you're right. It's like, whoa, if the red flag laws are designed to keep mental health people from having dangerous things, well, I guess we should take away their cars. We should take away their knives. We should take away anything that could be used to threaten people, huh?
I think that you might be right.
Well, all credit to you, Kate. Yeah, I mean, it's just like this whole debate over Senate Bill 99, which is a big debate in the state house right now. It's just common sense. Little kids should not be making decisions that could cause permanent physical and harm to their health. Why would we tell a little kid, oh yeah, you're actually a little girl, Johnny, and we're gonna cut off your body parts now, and here, take these drugs. They might cause osteoporosis, it might sterilize you, but hey, it's, you know, we're here to affirm your gender identity, right? I mean, it's just crazy that this is what we're debating in Helena. This is just common sense stuff to protect kids from that type of stuff.
You know, when we were young, my little brother wanted to be a fire engine. I'm glad that was a long time ago, because I'm kind of concerned what would have become of him if somebody, one of these people, had gotten wind of that.
Well, I just hope he wasn't spraying you with the fire hose. If John Jackson were around, I was using that line on his behalf. That's something John Jackson would say on Tuesdays, I think.
That was good.
All right. Well, Kate, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Greatly appreciated. 294-0970, the number for you. Let's see. Gary in Billings next. Gary, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron, and thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your show. Well, we have a lot to worry about. Democrats of what they're doing, there's a lot more danger of what's coming on our digital money. I was listening to Glenn Beck last night, and they had this guy on that's wrote this book about the central bank taking over. And you put your money in the bank, and the bank owns that money. You no longer are in control of that money. So there's 22 states, and even in Montana, that are operating under that premises about you no longer own your money, and eventually you won't own anything. So I don't think people understand how dangerous that is to all of us that want a free America. But it seems like there's so many people wanting to take us down.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to have you spread the word, which you do a really great job, and we appreciate you, Aaron Flynn.
Well, you're too kind. Yeah, you're too kind. Yeah, this whole idea of forcing a digital currency takeover, it's even more crazy when you think about what just happened at the woke Silicon Valley Bank, and how the people who created the problem are the same people that want to use the crisis. The same people that created the crisis want to use the crisis to broaden their agenda. That this same people that pushed the Green New Deal nonsense, that pushed the woke banking nonsense, that basically propped up the Silicon Valley banks of the world, are the same people that now are pushing for regulatory measures and more government that would basically wipe out small town, regional, and community banks. They want to consolidate all of the banking power into just a tiny handful of banks. Well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want just a tiny handful of banks? Why would they want to force a digital currency? And then why would they want to have just a tiny handful of nationalized banks? What do you think, Gary? Why do you think they would love that combination?
Well, as an older person, I've seen a lot in my lifetime. I'm in my 80s, and I've always tried to support America and keep our tradition going. But there's so many evil things out there that it seems like the Democrats see things differently than we do as Republicans. Their goal is to destroy us and everything we stand for. So we people, but we listen to your show, and we thank God for that. Well, and you can spread the word.
Well, and I think something you just said there. Their goal is to destroy their political opponents, right, or anybody who disagrees with them. That's what we're seeing in America right now. That's what this liberal prosecutor in Manhattan, they want to destroy anybody who disagrees with them. Rush Limbaugh, I think, always made this point on his show. He says, we're not out to destroy our opponents. We're out to defeat them, but we're not out to destroy them. And that's what we see with this totalitarian regime in Washington right now. What I think about when you talk about them wanting to force digital currency and then now the Biden administration, the same people that created the Silicon Valley Bank crisis, want to capitalize off the crisis and limit the number of banking options in America to some of their buddies at a small list of banks. Well, think about it. If they only had to communicate to 3 to 5 of their big bank buddies, and then now all your currency is all digital, and with just the stroke of a pen or the push of a button, they can cut you off from all of your funds. What did we just see take place? There was a guy named Mike Force. He's a special forces veteran. He was a CIA contractor, and the government started targeting him as in the midst of their nationwide crackdown against conservatives. He said that finally a friend at the FBI said, hey, why are you going after this guy? He's we worked with this guy, and now you're working with the high tech companies to shut off his social media accounts. They did it with social media. You don't think they would do it with digital currency, especially when they only need 3 or 4 woke banks to do their bidding for them? We've already seen this play out. Thanks.
Great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you want to jump in on the conversation or you got something you want to talk about, Dennis and Bozeman just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. Hey, don't forget, Canada did that to the Canadian truckers. This is a really good point here by Dennis. So Gary in Billings was talking about how he was listening to Glenn Beck last night and, you know, the threat of forcing an all-digital currency takeover. Okay, well, you get the Democrats that created this crisis with the woke Silicon Valley Bank, which, remember, Liberal Senator John Tester was 3 days later fundraising and asking for campaign cash from the very people in Silicon Valley that just were responsible for the second largest financial meltdown in U.S. history, right? And he's there 3 days later asking for campaign cash. The Democrats that created the crisis want to capitalize off it. They want to eliminate credit unions, small town banks, regional banks, you know, your great local folks, and they want to consolidate power among just a tiny handful of their big bank buddies back in New York. And so, because then it's easier, just like we've seen with Facebook and Twitter is that, oh, hey, all they got to do, they have all these government agencies and operatives that back-channel communicate with Twitter, back-channel communicate with Facebook, and completely shut off your account. If they can shut off your social media account just like that, if they would do it to a guy like Mike Force, a retired Green Beret Sergeant Major and a CIA contractor, you don't think they could do it to you? And you don't think if they could shut off your social media account that they would shut off your bank account too? But yeah, Dennis and Bozeman, hey, remember, Canada did that to the Canadian truckers and freezed their accounts. Remember, GoFundMe wouldn't even let donations go to truckers in Canada that were there peacefully protesting all the COVID mandates and the other nonsense that was going on in Canada. And our little dictators in Washington, D.C. went right along with it here. Great point from Dennis and Bozeman. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We've got Jim in Great Falls. Jim, what's going on?
Well, just like you're talking about, I got a heck of an echo here. The banks, what they're doing, the same with the green energy and the cars. They don't want you to travel freely. And so if they get you in an electric car, then they can turn the electricity on and off, and they can herd you where they want you. They want you to be completely controlled with your digital money. It's just like what they did with the Indians. They controlled the food, and they herded them into reservations, and they're herding people into the big cities as they dry up the mom-and-pop shops. And now they think to save the planet, they're going to put you in an electric car when it takes how many millions of gallons of water to put out a fire in one of those batteries, like the other caller said, that it's not green at all. But the whole point of it is they can shut it off. Gavin Newsom, right now the DOT scales, they can't have a truck older than a 2010, but also now he's putting it to where they have to be electric. Well, when they don't have any electricity for the air conditioners in the summer, how are you going to charge your trucks and your cars? Because the whole object is to depopulize the planet. So
they don't want you running your air conditioner because they see that as that's what's going to clog that you running your AC and you driving for a family trip or for a weekend outing. Your road trips, your air conditioning, you are going to cause the destruction of this planet. So you're exactly right. When they can control the currency and shut off your accounts, just like they can control social media and shut off your accounts, if they can control with a switch whether or not you have the juice for your vehicle or not, well, hey, they it's a win-win for them.
They know better than you, and they no longer want you to have your pillowcase with money in it. They want you connected to their digital currency so they can tell you, no, you can't buy that, or you buy this, and we don't want anybody traveling in this sector of the country, so we're going to have a blackout on the electrical grid. It's a complete control and putting a hook in everybody's nose to do what you're told. Do as I say, not as I do, as the elite. It's not even Washington. It's the elite top 10 richest people that are playing us like puppets out here and do as we're supposed to do and save the planet in the name of what their theory is when it's destroying the planet. And then Biden goes to say we need to drill more oil in Anwar. Why don't we use the oil that's already been capped? I used to drive the haul road in Alaska and up on the frozen Arctic. There are so many capped wells. We don't need to drill more. We need to be able to transport it with a pipeline or trucks or something. And all the fracking, all these wells are everywhere. We don't need to drill more. Let's use what we've already established.
Well, and even there in Alaska, I mean, just a tiny, tiny sliver. He's making it sound like he's doing something big when he's, barely even trimming a fingernail. It's just crazy all around. Jim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Yeah, you're exactly right. They think they're smarter than us. They think they're better than us. That's why they constantly look down on flyover country. It reminded me, I remember a few years ago now, I think this was under the Obama-Biden administration, and there was, there was a coal deal in the works for the Northern Cheyenne, and Northern Cheyenne wanted this deal at the time, and the companies were working on it. State of Montana was, I think, even working on it, too, and but there was some liberal white lady back in Washington, D.C. She knows what's best for the tribe. See how this liberal white lady figure out a way to, kank that project. 2940970, the number for you. Let's see. Next up. Tim in Billings. Tim, what's going on? Are you there? Sounds like your call's trying to cut in and out there. Let me make sure we got the right. Oh, okay. I see. Our phone lines got flopped a little bit here. Hold on 1 second. Tim is on line 3. Okay, there we go. All right, Tim, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Man, covered so much in this last 45 minutes. So the mine with the rare earth minerals, we could probably get that guaranteed to go through only if we promise to use illegal immigrant children to dig it by hand, because heaven forbid we use fossil fuels to use the equipment and generate the electricity to actually develop that mine. But
maybe that's why they're allowing these Chinese nationals across the southern border there. Griff Jenkins from Fox News captured exclusive video. KJJR shared this on Twitter yesterday. Video of Chinese nationals being released publicly to an NGO in Brownsville, Texas. Maybe that's why the Chinese nationals are coming in. Maybe they'll let them build a pipeline. They won't let us build a pipeline, but maybe they'll let them, huh?
Yeah, exactly. As for the interim committees, those kind of things are set up as guardrails to keep a party within their platform. And when you have a supermajority, you know, doing what they said they would do in opposition to a party that is being ruled by a super minority, the LGBTQ, LMNOP, you know, alphabet people, environmental watermelons, all those people, you know, they're dominating the Democrat platform, and they're the super minority, and they want these coalition type governments so that those people can dominate. And it's, you know, you're absolutely right. Representative government should be representative of the people that, you know, actually vote.
But, yeah, they want to cling to power, but they don't want to do it at the ballot box. They don't want to go out there and give a message to Montanans that resonates. So instead, they want to cling to power in any other way they can.
Exactly. And one last thing I saw today, Aaron, that was great, and everybody should take a screenshot of it and send it out to everybody that wants to push these transitions on children. There was a woman on Twitter or something complaining about J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books. And she had all of these tattoos all up and down her arm talking about how Harry Potter was her life. And now to hell with that lady because of her views and this and that. And she's complaining about these life-altering decisions that she made on her body and then was upset because now she was going to have to pay to change it. It's like almost like there's consequences to your actions.
Yeah.
You shouldn't make life-changing decisions at a young, rash age.
That is interesting. And you know, at least, hey, if you got a tattoo when you were, I guess you have to wait till you're 18 or get parents' permission, right? If you get it before then, at least you can cover up the tattoo now. What if you got a mastectomy or they chopped off another body part when you were 16 or 12 or 6? There's no reverse in that, right? That's a great point. I'll have to check that one out. And that actually, there was a transgender detransitioner who made that point. She said, you know, I got more guff from people about my tattoo than I did about a sex change surgery. They said, are you sure you really want to live with that tattoo for the rest of your life? Oh, but yeah, go chop that body part off. Yeah, you be you, right? You be you by chopping up you. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. We got Sean in Kalispell next up on the phone line. Sean, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
A little bit off topic, but it is important. I was at the School District 5 school board meeting last night in Kalispell, which affects a lot of the Flathead Valley.
Yeah.
And I just wanted everybody to know they have a levy on the ballot that's coming up in May. But last night, they decided they were going to vote on two, they're calling them unvoted levies.
Hold that thought if you can. I just realized we have to take our hard break right now. But Sean, stand by because we want to talk about that school board meeting here right after this.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
I went back. I did a deep dive, took a look into the background and record of this guy, Alvin Bragg. Since he took office, he's downgraded 52% of all felony cases brought before him to misdemeanors. When his office does end up bringing felony charges, they only secure convictions in 51% of cases. He gave plea deals to two criminals involved in the fatal stabbing of a U.S. Army vet, father of three. One of the attackers received a slap on the wrist, prison sentence. This is murder of 7 years after taking the deal with Bragg's office that included pleading guilty to a lesser gang assault charge. Another attacker also took a deal with Bragg's office, pled guilty to assault, and only received time served for the years that she spent in jail. While the case went through the courts, no additional jail time.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name.
Tools.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know we're running short on time this hour of this show, but we'll keep the next hour open for phone calls as well if we don't get to you before this hour wraps up. Back to Sean in Kalispell. So what happened at the Kalispell School Board meeting last night that you want listeners to hear about in the Flathead in particular?
So last night, the board voted unanimously to increase everyone's taxes. Even though they're asking for a levy on the ballot, this is totally separate. These are permissive levies. They raised the mills, so everyone's taxes were raised last night in that school board meeting. And it's really Austin Knutson said it the other day on the radio that we got to stop electing these knuckleheads. There's a school board election coming up here in May. Tomorrow's the last day to sign up. We don't have anybody running to oppose Jack Fallon in Evergreen right now. So it'd be really great if a conservative would stand up in Evergreen and run against Jack. You have one day left to go down to the District 5 office and sign up to do it.
Yeah, these school board elections are critical across the state, and oftentimes they don't get as much attention as the other big statewide elections do. But yet, look at how much has been happening in our schools. Thanks for the call, Sean. Great to hear from you. Sean was also, I was chatting with him during the break, talking about this digital currency conversation that Gary brought up earlier in Billings as well. And he was mentioning this CBDC. Central bank digital currency. And I said, I think I saw a tweet about that from Jeff Essman. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the movement to establish a central bank digital currency is an attempt to surveil and control the finances of Americans. He added, CBDC has no place in Florida, and we are proud to lead the fight against it. I saw former Senate Majority Leader Jeff Essman said this via Twitter, CBDC has no place in Montana either. Corey in Polson next up. What's on your mind, Corey?
Just giving a call, and I'll give you a little history here. We all know what Deer Lodge is, right? We all know the purpose of Deer Lodge, correct?
So you're talking about the state prison.
Yes, sir. Okay, you are talking to a guy that spent some time in there. The reason why I bring that up is because of one thing mainly with these trans shows and these drag shows, I should clarify. They're nothing more than child molesters. They're nothing more than pedophiles. Now, I'm going to be the one who's going to stand up on your show and say, you know what, I'm going to hold the line. I'm not going to let these people attack our kids. I'm not going to do anything violent, but I will stand and protest against them because we need more people to do that. These kids are our most valuable asset. These kids are the continuation of our species, continuation of our bloodlines. They're the most valuable currency we've ever had. Gold, silver, none of that. It's useless compared to this. And if we don't stand up and protect our kids, what are we going to stand up to protect?
Good question. Yeah, well, that's why, you know, another thing, a specific bill that Montanans can support right now, Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls has the bill to protect kids from these sexually explicit minor drag shows. So, yeah, if they want to do a drag show at a bar in downtown Bozeman, well, they can do that. They've already been doing that. Why do they want to target little kids? Thanks for the call. Sorry we're short on time. I think we can sneak in one more caller here before we wrap up the hour. Linda in Billings, what's on your mind?
I'm also calling about all those letters.
The CBDC.
Christy Noem said she had something come through her legislation. She denied it. So did. I was wondering if Montana has the same thing, because she said it's at the back of the bill that nobody was able to read to get that through, and she denied it.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, and let's see, Sean and Kalispell, when we were talking during the break, he raised the same question that you just did. He said, Christy Noem vetoed this CBDC in South Dakota. I mentioned DeSantis did it in Florida. So the question is, Senate Bill 370, is that the bill in Montana that Noem vetoed in South Dakota? That's a question I threw back to Jeff Esmond to try to get an answer for you.